Legal Update brought to you by the Melkert Hubert Chedin Law Firm. Common Sense Legal Advice. With me today, Attorney Jason Lee. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here again. Haven't seen you for a little bit. It's mostly been not Neil, but Lisa Hill. Wow. I couldn't remember her name.
Yeah, first time here on my own.
Okay. Yeah. And a little. Let's do a little background quick on yourself. How long you been with the firm now?
I've been with the firm here since April.
All right. And you came in from where?
I've been in Minnesota for 5 years. Law school at Michigan State. Originally from Florida.
Florida. Oh, Florida. Do you have relatives then down there? I don't know if we've talked about
all
this.
All my family's
yet.
Still in Florida, yeah.
Are they in the hurricane area?
No,
areas?
They're on the West Coast, Fort
okay.
Myers area.
All right. Well, that's a good thing, too. And, yeah, we hope for the best for the people on the East Coast there and above, mm-hmm. Georgia, North and South Carolina, and so on. So, all right, with that happy note, hurricane, I understand you have a joke in honor of Neil.
Right. So I'm you know, filling in for Neil today, and he just had knee surgery. So that's why he's out. And so I have a joke. So as a lawyer awoke from surgery, he asked, "Why are the blinds drawn?" He asked the nurse this, and the nurse answered, "Well, there's a fire across the street, and we didn't want you to think that you died." I felt that was appropriate for Neil.
Before we started recording, you told me, I asked how Neil was doing because he had his knee surgery, and you said he's up and about, right? And he quit taking his pain medication because the doctor told him he couldn't have a martini.
You're going to get me in trouble
here. Quit that. So, till he was off the pain meds. So, that was my little cut for Neil. We'll see him around here soon, I'm sure, if he's up and about now.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to talk about planning for parents of young children, or, as you put it to me, kind of focusing on designating guardians, right?
Right.
Okay, so what do we need to know?
Right, well, you know, a lot of estate planning, you know, people think about, you know, planning once you're older, but it's really important for parents, especially parents of minor children, young children. And really the most important thing is making sure that they designate a guardian or a custodian for their children if they're unable to care for them.
Well, and that's because you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, you can't necessarily right off the bat think, well, old age, you know, no, things can happen.
Right. And so, you know, when we do a will, for instance, we're always, if someone has minor children, we're always going to make sure that they're designating someone that they trust and that they've spoken to and is willing to look after their children. Otherwise, you know, you just get a judge that's going to decide who's best suited, and that might not be who you choose. And then there's a second document that I like to draw up for parents. And that one covers what happens if the parents become incapacitated. So not necessarily if they die, you know, they're still living, but if they get in a car accident, they can't care for their children, you know, what's going to happen then?
Are there, can you just designate anybody? Or are there some guidelines or rules that a person must or should go by?
Well, for the most part, you can designate whoever you like, and the court's going to follow what you designate. It's always a good idea to talk to those people ahead of time so they're not, you know, you're not springing it on them.
Yeah, it makes sense, yeah.
You know, make sure they're willing and able, and it's also worth thinking about how, you know, financially they're going to care for the child too, and maybe making some kind of provision for them in your will.
Okay. You know, you bring up a couple of points there. Let's say you didn't notify that person and they're not capable. What happens then? They just have to deal with it, or is there a process?
No, they still have to consent to it. So, you know, if you designate someone in your will, you pass away and they either you never talk to them and they aren't willing to do it, or they've changed their mind for whatever reason, they can refuse, okay. In which case it goes to the court to decide, and you know, any family or friends can step forward and designate or you know, volunteer, and then the court's going to look at them and decide whether the court thinks it's in the best interest of the child to go with them. So I mean, that's a reason I typically recommend that you nominate a backup also.
Oh, that makes sense too. Yeah. Okay, what about it when it goes to the court system, the judge, what's the process there?
Well, it's really just best interest of the child, which is why it's important to designate it ahead of time, so you get your wishes, you know, heard before the court. Otherwise, it's really, it depends on the judge and the priorities of that judge and what they think is important and will best suit the child.
You mentioned you know, family members that may want to volunteer to do this if somebody wasn't notified, or if some person doesn't want to do it. Does the judge then solicit volunteers that from the family, or
I think the court would ask next of kin first. You know, obviously the court's always going to want to put the child, in most cases they're going to want to put the child with family. And definitely, you know, put the child with, you know, somebody that's willing before they, you know,
yeah,
resort to foster home or something like that. Always important to designate it and, you know, get your wishes heard.
Do they do background checks or anything like that? Or
The court will take evidence. I don't know. I suppose they probably would, you know, run a background check, but they would take evidence and they would interview the people first.
What if the brother-in-law over there says this guy's worthless? I mean, do you get into that too? I mean, I suspect there's circumstances. It could.
Yeah, I mean, you know, families, right?
Sure.
anything can happen, right? And that's why it's better to have your wishes before the court instead of the court's wishes.
Makes sense. What else do we need to know?
Well, I mean, those are the two big things. One is the will. One is this standby. It's called a standby custodian designation. And those are the two most important. So the standby covers while you're living, and then the will covers after you pass away. So, I mean, really, even if you're a parent of young children, even if you have no other estate planning, it's important to get this done.
Get that done. And you guys can go through with any client at the office, right?
Absolutely.
This has been Legal Update on KDUZ, brought to you by the Melkert, Hubert, Shadeen Law Firm, Common Sense Legal Advice, Attorney Jason Lee. Jason, have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.